I will often hear something like this. I keep praying and giving it to God, but I don't know why I can't just give it to Him without picking it back up. I think there are a few reasons why we want to keep picking it back up. So here are my, I don't want to say top three, but three that comes to my mind. Time. It is so hard for us to allow time to pass for God to work. It's one of the hardest fruit of the Spirit that many of us have a hard time bearing the fruit of. Patience. Patience. Some things do just take time to heal, to process, to work through, to grow in. The second thing is, I think there is a belief that maybe God doesn't really have our best interests at heart. And so we pick it back up to make sure it's taken care of. This is something that I actually talked with one of my coaching clients one-on-one about this belief. And it was honest and it was raw because of the things that she's experienced. Number three, I also think that we might believe he has our best interest, but it's hard to let someone else be in control and in charge of something that maybe you white-knuckled for years. For example, we can get so used to our pain and dysfunction, almost like it becomes a part of our identity. So when we finally decide to heal, give it to God and let Him work on your heart, it can be hard to not pick it back up. It was something that once felt safe, secure. You knew it. You lived your life around it. So when you start to give that over, it's unfamiliar territory and you just want to pick it back up. Now, again, this isn't an exhaustive list of why you pick things back up, but I think those are some pretty heavy hitters. And if you've been listening to this podcast and thinking, I know I need to trust God more, but I don't know how to stop getting pulled back into these same thought patterns, that's why I created Untangle Your Thoughts, because the problem usually isn't just what the Bible says. You know it, right? The problem is that no one has shown you how to identify the thoughts, emotions, and beliefs that keep pulling you back into those fear, control, and overthinking patterns. So inside of Untangle Your Thoughts, again, it's my self-paced course. I walk you through different steps that you can take to stop feeling stuck and really start to experience more peace, more clarity, and freedom with God. And right now, for a limited time, the course is 50% off. And you can find the link in the show notes below this episode, or just head to the description or the title of this episode that you're listening to, hit the title, and then right below it is the description, and you will find the link there to get started today. The Bible doesn't necessarily use the phrase, give it to God, but it's implied that we are giving something of us. I'm going to read some scriptures, and we can tell by reading these passages that we are called to give something to God. For example, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all of your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. He's calling us to give Him our worry and our anxiety. Psalm 55:22, it says, cast your burden on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Here, He's calling us to give Him our burdens, knowing He will sustain us and hasn't forgotten. Matthew 11:29, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. We are to give Him our pain so that He can lead us, not our pain leading us. And for me personally, this picking up, putting down, picking up, putting down, it was kind of easy to feel shame of, almost as if everything is supposed to be kind of this one-stop shop with the Lord, you know, just, okay, here's forgiveness. I forgave that person, or here's this. And everything is just supposed to be gone, done away with. But I always come back to the renewing of the mind. It's this ongoing process. And I had to learn that I can take these steps, this continual healing with the Lord, and that He's very well aware of how He created me and the ability to forgive, for example, knowing that I can say in my heart and believe, okay, I'm going to start this process of forgiving. And Lord, I have forgiven because you have forgiven me. But then working on the physical reactions and sensations that you have, that your body has learned from them, takes renewing and rewiring. And I think that's where it's so easy for us to go, I put it down. I did it. What's wrong with me? And then the shame comes. The shame spiral comes. What's wrong with me? Why can't I just leave it there? And then that just keeps this open loop going. And I had to learn that this wasn't about one and done, because that's just not how relationships work. And it's not how a lot of things work. But the more I grow closer to the Lord, and the more that I really do trust him and have walked through so much pain and know that he's not causing it, but that he is good, and truly believing that he's good, not based on how good I feel. And I think it's easy then for me to say, like, I know what it's like to pray. I know what it's like to want to feel that peace. And then suddenly you replay that conversation, you check your phone, you analyze the situation, and you start imagining the worst case scenarios. And you're just like, what am I doing? I thought I put this back down. And you're just going, did I just not trust God enough? And I don't know if that's actually the question to ask. I think the question can be, why is it so hard to leave it there? And I realized how much our brains, they don't like uncertainty. They like to know 100%. And our brains also are designed to solve problems. It doesn't like when something feels unresolved, uncertain, or threatening, because the brain wants prediction. It wants preparation. It wants protection. I think that's why it's so hard for us to believe some of the things of God, because it doesn't make rational sense to a brain that wants it to be rational. And I think that's why our minds keep returning to it, not just because we're failing, but because our brain thinks it's helping. And your mind often revisit what it doesn't know how to resolve. Having to surrender again doesn't mean you didn't surrender the first time. And most people don't pick it up because they don't necessarily trust God. Not all the time. Sometimes we don't. Like I've stated from the beginning, maybe we don't know if or believe that God has our best interest. But I think a big reason we pick it back up is because we feel so responsible for it. We feel responsible for the outcome. We feel responsible for fixing it. We feel responsible for preventing the pain. We feel responsible for making everyone okay. And the list can go on. And I think that's where feeling that responsibility can feel heavier than giving it over to God. So instead of asking, how do I surrender this? How do I give it over to God? I think maybe just the better question to ask yourself is, what responsibility am I still carrying that I think I should be carrying? And that's why I keep picking it back up. Do I feel shame for this? And so I'm picking it back up because I don't think I'm worthy to give it over. Or have we gotten so close and used to our dysfunction that we just pick it back up because it's so uncomfortable to not have it? Why do I keep picking it back up? What responsibility do I feel like I'm carrying? And maybe, again, you're carrying that responsibility of someone else's reaction, an outcome, a future you can't control, another person's healing, keeping everyone happy. And as you can see, the list again can go on of what we think we're responsible for. And maybe today we have to get honest with ourselves of how much we're carrying it. And that's why we keep picking it back up. How much we think we're responsible for whatever it is, this outcome, this person's happiness, you know, their financial situation, whatever that is. Maybe it's time to just ask yourself, what am I doing here? Not repeating a shame circle of, I don't trust God enough. There's something deeper there that you believe about yourself and possibly that you believe about God that's preventing you from really allowing yourself to begin that process to give it to God and trust him with it. if you're realizing that you don't just struggle with surrender, that you struggle with thoughts and emotional patterns that keep you back and keep you stuck and keep you in control, that's exactly what we work through inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. Head to the title of this episode, click on it, scroll down, and you will get access to the link for 50% off right there. If you feel like this is something that you need to go a little bit deeper with, or you're like, I've tried all the things, I need the one-on-one. I am accepting new clients right now, and you can head to the link and book a free 20-minute consultation with me. Remember, just stay curious about your thoughts today instead of allowing the shame or guilt to take over for the thoughts that you have. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.